Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 5 of In His Steps. The legacy lives on. Our focus is on prayer, and today specifically our topic is on intercessory prayer. E.M. Bounds said, "Talking to men about God is a great thing, but talking to God for men is greater still." And Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "A Christian fellowship lives and exists by the intercession of its members for one another, or else it collapses." Now our text for today is Ephesians 6, 17 through 20. It reads, "And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me and open in my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I might declare it boldly as I ought to speak." Wow, what a great opportunity to look at this passage. You see, as believers, we're in a constant spiritual battle. We need to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the schemes of the evil one. That's Ephesians 6:11. God provided us a list of this armor in Ephesians 6. The problem is that most believers have not been properly instructed on what constitutes the full armor of God. We're told that we only have one offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Yet we have stopped our teaching short of recognizing a second offensive weapon. In the language of the New Testament, Ephesians 6:17 begins a new sentence that does not stop until the end of verse 20. The first word in Ephesians 6:18 is the Greek word dia. The word means through. The ESV translation simply puts a comma between verse 17 and 18 so that we know the armor of God's discussion continues. Scripture actually teaches that we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit through all prayer and supplication. Prayer is another essential part of the armor of God, and I believe it is the second offensive weapon. 6 times in verses 18 through 20, Paul uses a term for prayer. The main verb for prayer is the first one found in verse 18. That first word, praying, is translated from the Greek word proshush. It comes from the beginning of two Greek words, pros, meaning towards, and yush, meaning a prayer comprising a vow. This word means toward a commitment in prayer. Now, this word's found twice in Ephesians 6:18. I've noted them for you below. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. You see, Ephesians 6:18 contains one more word for prayer. It is the Greek word desis. It is a word which means a heartfelt petition. It's translated petition or request or supplication. This word also occurs twice in this verse as noted below. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So therefore, twice we have the word for a commitment to prayer, and twice we have the word for praying for others. A serious commitment to pray for and with each other is a great weapon in spiritual warfare. Praying to God and for each other are key aspects for winning the battle against our enemy. Now, when you're in battle, open lines of communication are crucial. Since we're in a spiritual battle, we need to constantly communicate with God, our commander-in-chief, alongside our needs and those of our brothers and sisters fighting alongside us. As believers together, we are an army for God. Praying for and with each other is essential for winning the battles we face. If we're honest, we could all grow in the area of intercessory prayer. It's easy to say, "I'm praying for you," and then get busy with life and forget to pray for them. I saw this illustrated in a Christian cartoon. In the cartoon, a man at the church praying says to himself, "Oh, great, here comes Bob. I told him I'd pray for him. Dear God, help Bob. Amen." He reaches out his hand to Bob and enthusiastically says, "Hey, Bob, I've been praying for you." It would be funny if it weren't so true for so many believers. That is not intercessory prayer. Paul was speaking of, in Ephesians 6, that type of praying which would not be called a weapon for warfare. If you have a strong intercessory prayer life, keep it up. If not, grab your second offensive weapon on your knees in prayer. Let's put on the full armor of God so that we can stand together against our enemy. Let us pray with a renewed sense of commitment to God and a devoted love for one another. Wow, what a lesson by intercessory prayer. May we pray together right at this moment. God, I just pray for each other, and may we lift each other up in prayer. Oh, God, may we do that. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, here's some questions that'll help drive home this lesson today. Number one, what are your thoughts on having two offensive weapons, the Word of God and prayer? Number two, how can both types of prayer, your devoted prayers to God and your consistent prayers for other believers, move you forward in your journey with Jesus? And number three, how can Paul's charge to Timothy encourage you to pray for others daily? He said, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Now I want to just pause. I want to ask you, pray for somebody specifically. Somebody's asked you to pray for them. Don't just put it off and say a quick prayer. I want you just to pray for them. Think of who that is and who you need to pray for. Let me just pray to God. God, I'm convicted that too often we're just casual about saying we'll pray for other people. And we need to stand together. And we need to use both offensive weapons that you've given us. And oh God, teach me, teach us to pray powerfully and consistently and humbly to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.